Numbers chapter 33. These are the mansions of the children of Israel, who went out of Egypt, by their troops under the conduct of Moses and Aaron, which Moses wrote down according to the places of their encamping, which they changed, by the commandment of the Lord. Now the children of Israel departed from Ramesses the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, the day after the phase, with a mighty hand, in the aid of all the Egyptians, who were burying their firstborn, whom the Lord had slain upon their gods also he had executed vengeance. And they camped in Succoth. And from Succoth they came into Etham, which is in the uttermost borders of the wilderness. Departing from thence they came over against Phiharoth, which looketh towards Beelzephon. And they camped before Magdalum. And departing from Phiharoth, they passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. And having marched 3 days through the desert of Etham, they camped in Marah. And departing from Marah, they came into Ulin, where there were 12 fountains of waters, and 70 palm trees, and there they camped. But departing from thence also, they pitched their tents by the Red Sea. And departing from the Red Sea, they camped in the desert of Sin, and they removed from thence, and came to Dahka. And departing from Dahka, they camped in Alus. And departing from Alus, they pitched their tents in Rephidim, where the people wanted water to drink. And departing from Rephidim, they camped in the desert of Sinai. But departing also from the desert of Sinai, they came to the graves of Lusk. And departing from the graves of Lusk, they camped in Hazeroth. And from Hazeroth they came to Rithma. And departing from Rithma, they camped in Ramamphers. And they departed from thence and came to Lebna. Removing from Lebna they camped in Rissah. And departing from Rissah, they came to Selatha, and they removed from thence and camped in the mountain Sepher. Departing from the mountain Sepher, they came to Arada. From thence they went and camped in Mesaloth. And departing from Mesaloth, they came to Thathath. Removing from Thathath they camped in Thare. And they departed from thence, and pitched their tents in Methka. And removing from Methka, they camped in Hasmona. And departing from Hasmona, they came to Mazaroth. And removing from Mazaroth, they camped in Benejakin. And departing from Benejakin, they came to Mount Gazed. From thence they went and camped in Jedabatha. And from Jedabatha they came to Hebrona. And departing from Hebrona, they camped in Esion-Geber. They removed from thence and came into the desert of Sin, which is Kades. And departing from Kades, they camped in Mount Hur, in the uttermost borders of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord. And there he died in the 40th year of the coming forth of the children of Israel out of Egypt. The sixth month, the first day of the month, when he was 123 years old, and King Arad the Chananite, who dwelt towards the south, heard that the children of Israel were come to the land of Chanaan, and they departed from Mount Hur, and camped in Salmona, from whence they removed and came to Funan, and departing from Funan, they camped in Avath. And from Avath they came to Ajibarim, which is in the borders of the Moabites. And departing from Ajibarim they pitched their tents in Dehondeb. From thence they went and camped in Helmond-Eblathaim. And departing from Helmond-Eblathaim, they came to the mountains of Abarim over against Nabo. And departing from the mountains of Abarim, they passed to the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, over against Jericho. And there they camped from Beth-Semoth even to Abledatim in the plains of the Moabites, where the Lord said to Moses, Command the children of Israel, and say to them, When you shall have passed over the Jordan, entering into the land of Chanaan, destroy all the inhabitants of that land, beat down their pillars, and break in pieces their statues, and waste all their high places, cleansing the land, and dwelling in it. For I have given it you for a possession, and you shall divide it among you by lot. To the more you shall give a larger part, and to the fewer a lesser. To every one as the lot shall fall, so shall the inheritance be given. The possession shall be divided by the tribes and the families. But if you will not kill the inhabitants of the land, they that remain shall be unto you as nails in your eyes, and spears in your sides. And they shall be your adversaries in the land of your habitation. And whatsoever I had thought to do to them, I will do to you.